WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome into the program. Happy Tuesday to you. Not so happy for me, at least starting off a little rough. I was making coffee during the news break and I spilled it all over the counter. So my day is off to a great start. Thankfully, I didn't get a whole bunch on me, which is what I usually do. Usually I get it spilled all over me and then I'm coffee stained and scented for the rest of the day. But it's my own fault. We have a Keurig. My mug that I use, my travel mug, I guess it's tumbler, whatever, that I use during the show is bigger than the Keurig has space for. So I put it at a little angle and make the coffee. And I was already cutting it close. So I was like trying to do a couple of other things at the same time. And I angled it underneath and, you know, I have to make two cups of coffee to, you know, two Keurig cups to fill this thing up so that it'll last me throughout the show. And so I made the first one, no problem. And when I made the second one, it ended up spilling all over the place. It was like 16 ounces of coffee all over the counter, all over the floor. And I can't be like, well, sorry, guys, I got to go on the air. So I was cleaning that up. My apologies. I'm an idiot. And also, as I'm cleaning it up, I'm making a second coffee here. So at least I have some to get me started. 508-996-0500 is our number. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app will be open throughout the program. We have things that we can discuss this morning. Of course, there's the tragic story of another school shooting, this time with a female shooter, which if you were listening to the news on the way in, as I was listening to the news, as I was making coffee, the sad thing is all the idea of female shooters is on the rise, although still a very small percentage of these mass shootings, but still, it's not an exclusively male category. I know that there's a tendency by people to generalize school shooters as being, you know, it's these white males that are shooting up schools. Well, white males are a large portion of the population. So just proportionally, that would make sense. But you would also say, but white females are also a large portion of the population. Why aren't they involved in these? And what they're telling us is that we are seeing more of that. But this sounds, and again, you know, the details are sparse at this point, but this sounds like a person who is disturbed, who is having issues, and chose to act out this way. And this is I don't want to say it's something that will make people more sympathetic, but I think what a lot of folks feel about the perpetrators of these crimes, the loneliness, the isolation, the feeling of being a social outcast, the frustration, they tie a lot of that into men, males, boys, teenage boys. And it just goes to show that it's more of a universal issue. That we shouldn't think that just because someone is a teenage girl that they're somehow handling all of this better than a boy would. But again, there's sparse details that are out there. We'll keep an eye on it and see what else comes about. On the local scene, there are things that we can discuss. On Thursday, we're going to have a guest joining us to talk about the homeless. And certainly an issue that at this time of year is of concern. There was the story last week where those Providence, the little shed city that they were creating, the little neighborhood of small individual sheds for homeless people to be able to live in, is not going to be ready for a little while longer. So the idea is that this will be like a little community where they can stay and they would have restroom facilities and they would have, I guess, shower capabilities. But that it's not going to be ready nearly as quickly as they thought it was. And this is also the time of year where, and you can hear about it in Jim Phillips' Town Square Sunday interview from this past Sunday with Carl Alves of the Bristol County Continuum of Care, where more organizations, churches, community groups, what have you, will need to step up and open their doors if they have that capability. I mean, not everybody has the staff or the funding to be able to open. But hopefully those that can will, and they can offer an alternative even for a few hours. And that's what this program that that Carl was talking about is set up to do, to give homeless folks at least a few hours where they can come in off the street and get a meal and learn about some of the services that are available to them. And I think that the advocates for the homeless in the area do a great job of getting that information to them. But you can only give them the information. You can't force them to go somewhere. So we're going to be joined on Thursday morning by Danielle Brown. She's going to be the person who will be able to help us put more of a human face on this. You know, I think folks look at those who are standing out on the street, and you see the people who are the panhandlers, and I've heard all of the criticisms of, oh, the guy was wearing brand new Nike sneakers. Well, because maybe somebody gave him sneakers since he's standing out on his feet all day. Maybe those were donated and he got those from a shelter. My favorite is, well, I saw he has a cell phone. Lots of people have a cell phone now, even if they don't have money. Maybe his loved ones bought him a prepaid cell phone so that they'd always be able to get in touch with him no matter where he is. Basically, everything that you think you know about a homeless person, unless you know them, is probably incorrect. It's probably based on an assumption that you're making and not in any facts. And that's why I say, you know, can put a human face on this and make it a person instead of a problem. So that'll be on Thursday morning. And by the way, just as a programming note, if you haven't heard me mention it, we will be off on Christmas Day, but we'll be back on the 26th. So it'll be business as usual next week with the exception of Christmas. Barry will be off next week. Barry's a big Christmas guy, so he's taking the week off next week. But myself and Chris will be here. Brian Thomas will be here for some of Barry's shows. Paul Santos will be in here for one of Barry's shows. So it'll be business as usual. And certainly a place where you can call in the day after Christmas and commiserate on, oh, you're working too? Oh, so I have to go to work too. Because I wasn't smart enough to take the day off. Although I don't really need to take the day after Christmas off. Christmas is one of the most piece of cake days of the year for me. Just wake up, gotta get up by around like 10 or 11, take a shower, go to my parents' house, then probably go to the movies afterwards. Probably to see Nosferatu. That and the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown. Those are the two that I want to see, but I'll probably go to Nosferatu first. Also, yesterday, if you go to WBSM.com, we have a, well, let's see, did I put it up there already? I think it goes up a little bit later on today. But we have a story about the town of Freetown and their initiative to create a map for folks who want to go out and visit some of the best decorated homes for the holidays in town. And they're offering up a prize, so to speak. It's basically, you know, bragging rights for a year. But the fact that they're making this interactive map is helpful. I mean, we've done that in the past with our light up contest. We just didn't get to do that this year because I'm working on the holiday pet contest for Fun 107, which you can still enter at fun107.com. If you have a great photo of your pet dressed in their holiday best. But in the past, we've done that, you know, created this map for people to be able to go and people love to drive around and see the lights. In fact, I've got to connect with my friend who is the head of the Chamber of Commerce and Sandwich and find out about the new sandwich giants, if there are any new giants this year. If you're not familiar with that, this is one of my favorite things to tell people about because people around here have no idea. But if you drive into the town of Sandwich, which is not that far from New Bedford, take a nice little ride. Maybe not tonight because it's raining, but take a nice little ride over the bridge, drive through Sandwich, and all throughout town, and you can get a map of it online, but all throughout town, there are what they call the Sandwich Giants. They are handmade, large decorations lit up with Christmas lights. So one might be a whale. One might be a giant fireman outside the fire station. One might be a giant snowflake. They have a weather store across from the Daniel Webster Inn that is a cool shop, but they have like a wintry wind blowing. It's like Old Man Winter blowing in the wind. All lit up. And they put out this map so that you can drive around and see them all. Maybe if I get a chance, I'm pretty busy this week, but maybe if I get a chance, I'll get out there and take some photos of the new ones and we can update the gallery that we had on the website with the newest Sandwich Giants. But it's something worth jumping out there and checking out if you are a fan of holiday displays. See, we got time for a call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Oh, hey, morning.
How you doing? Hey,
open topic, right? If I didn't want to talk about Christmas displays, it's open.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, this whole thing about the drones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I've been speculating. You remember what posse comitatus is?
No.
Well, that's where the people can't be attacked by the U.S. military. The U.S. military can't be used to sway the population. The army can't be used against the people. So that's what posse comitatus is. And there's endless Supreme Court stuff about it. But what I'm thinking of is this idea of shooting down these drones. Well, that's going to send some bullets up somewhere, right? And they're going to come down on other people, right? So they're coming down somewhere. And is that an example of posse comitatus being violated?
I'm not sure, but I know that I heard the point made last night on CNN that the reason why you can't shoot down a drone is because it's considered an aircraft, and that would be like firing on an aircraft.
Well, or something's going to fall somewhere, and an innocent person is going to be hit by debris, and that's an example of an injury to the population caused by a military act. And that's the basic point I was going to raise. And would by using, if some stupid mysterious thing happens where the military might has to be used and a bunch of civilians get injured by it or killed, who came up with that wacky scenario? So it... something strange is going on, and I kind of smell posse comitatus.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I haven't gotten any answers yet, so we'll see what
as long as they don't start firing.
Let's hope not. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
For sure.
All right. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in. So the rain is here again, but it's supposed to clear up about an hour or so. But it is wet out there if you're heading out the door, so keep that in mind. And now it is time to get your forecast and all the latest headlines with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A deadly shooting at a Wisconsin school under investigation. Trump says he'd consider pardoning the mayor of New York City. And that's no drone. How to track Santa's sleigh this season.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three people are dead and several more injured following a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. A teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School were shot and killed by a teenage student on Monday. At least six students were wounded in the shooting, two last listed in critical condition and four recovering. Lawmakers are still demanding answers about the recent surge in mystery drone sightings. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC News this week that more personnel and technology will be used to help New Jersey State Police address the sightings there. President-elect Trump says he thinks the government knows exactly where the drones are coming from. Trump also says he'd consider pardoning New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's facing federal corruption charges. Trump told reporters at Mar-a-Lago that he believes Mayor Adams was treated pretty unfairly. Trump added that he predicted Mayor Adams would be indicted after his strong statements about the migrants coming into New York City. A Manhattan grand jury could return a murder indictment this week against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The indictment would then trigger the governor to issue a warrant to extradite murder suspect Luigi Mangione to New York from Pennsylvania, where he's been since his arrest there a week ago. His attorney plans on challenging any extradition proceeding. Meanwhile, Mangione has hired a high-profile attorney to his defense team, who once served as a Manhattan chief assistant district attorney. More people than ever are riding Amtrak. The train service set an all-time ridership record in 2024, with nearly 33 million people riding the rails. That's up 15% from 2023. And get ready to track Santa's Christmas Eve adventure. NORAD and Google are both offering exciting ways to follow the jolly old elf's journey. NORAD's website and app will provide real-time updates on Santa's location, while Google's Santa Tracker will offer fun games and interactive experiences. So whether you prefer a classic approach or a high-tech twist, you can join in the fun of tracking Santa this Christmas Eve.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins are away to play the Calgary Flames tonight at 9 o'clock. The Celtics are home at TD Garden in Boston on Thursday to play the Chicago Bulls.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A rainy and overcast Tuesday in store for us here on the South Coast. A high of 55 degrees, a low tonight of 35. We'll get a break in rain on Wednesday, even some sunshine, a high of 51, a low of 39. But that rain moves right back in on Thursday, and it'll be colder later in the week with temperatures in the 30s. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And it is an early morning. Well, I mean, I guess every morning is early, right? But it's always an early morning if you're a farmer or if you're somebody that's got chickens in the backyard and you have yourself a rooster and it's going to wake you up nice and early. And you might not realize just how many farms there are around here. And that's what's so great about M&M Hay and Feed in South Dartmouth. It is South Dartmouth's heritage grain and hardware store, formerly Marvin Grain, but M&M is continuing to offer the mom and pop shop experience. So if you are a farmer, they can make your life easy by delivering to you the things you need. Hay and straw, giant bags of feed and grain, laying hens, meat, chickens, turkeys. They have competitive pricing and they have delivery to farms across southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Martha's Vineyard. But you don't need to be a farm to have them deliver to you. They'll deliver to homes as well. So whether it is an actual farm, whether it's kind of a backyard farm where you just keep some chickens, or if it's just your home and your garden, M&M Hay and Feed will deliver to you. But it's also, it's a shopping experience that you want to be able to experience for yourself. So make sure you stop on by at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. When I walked into that store, I was just instantly hit with all the feels, as the kids say. Maybe the kids don't say that anymore, but I was hit with all the feels because it just welled up all that nostalgia in me of going to the hardware store on a Saturday morning with my grandfather and getting whatever we needed for that day's project. With him showing me all the different items in the store and what they do and why I would need it. And I immediately hearkened back to those days walking around M&M Hay and Feed. So if you're looking for that experience, if you're saying, man, I just wish there was a real old school hardware store around that wasn't one of these big box stores, M&M Hay and Feed is the experience you're looking for. As they like to say, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. But you know what they have that you won't find in some of those big box stores? The know-how to help you get the job done. The know-how to know exactly what part or tool that you need. So just stop in and walk around the store and see all that they have to offer. Even if it's just to go there and get your pet food. They have hard to find brand name pet foods. They have grain by the pound, feed by the pound. It's an experience that has to be experienced. M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. All right, my number here is 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There's a story that Barry has this morning at WBSM.com and on the app that is somebody that I didn't know about, but definitely worth a read. See, Barry finds all these hidden local history gems. Even if you're somebody that, and I know that some people that listen to me might not agree with Barry politically. And you may listen to his show and say, I can't listen to that guy. He gets me too worked up. You might feel that way about what he's talking about on the radio. But that shouldn't let that, you shouldn't let that stop you from reading these great articles that he writes at WBSM.com, because he finds these little bits and pieces of history or hidden gems in Massachusetts that you might not have known about. And today he has an article on Dr. Juan Bennett Drummond. She was the first African-American woman licensed to practice medicine in Massachusetts. And she was born right here in New Bedford. So you can find out all about her life by going to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. And you never know what you'll find there. We have, of course, you know, your hard news, the things that you need to know. But then we also have fun articles that will, you know, be a distraction during your day. If it's one thing that I can't stand, it's when I'm reading a news story, and I do this to myself, but I fall down that rabbit hole of, I just read a really dark and sad news story, and now I'm going to read another one. Now I'm going to need another one. And some websites do that on purpose. Some websites just lay things out to pile it on you. You know, it's like the old saying in news, if it bleeds, it leads. So let's put the most disturbing story at the front, but then let's have the next disturbing story be the next one. And the next one, I like a little fun and frivolity to break some of that up. And I think at our site, we do a good job of having a mix of, you know, actual hard news, things that are of interest to you, and then some fun stuff as well. Like, I got a message the other day. Tim, why are there so many stories on WBSM about Dave Portnoy and pizza? Isn't that just, you know, free advertisement for Barstool Sports, and they don't really need it? They've got a huge audience. I said, I know, and I agree. I can't stand Dave Portnoy. I don't know why people give a crap what he thinks about pizza. I've read some of his reviews of places that I've watched some of his reviews of places that I like, and I think that he doesn't know what he's talking about. I think he's got a bias against a certain type of pizza. I think that he's got his own opinions about pizza in general, and he lets that influence what he's doing, but it doesn't matter because he's doing it for fun. Like, nobody should take his reviews as gospel about whether or not to go to a pizza place. He intentionally tries to rile up people if there's fans of a place that are very vocal. It's about the clicks and the views. It's not about the actual review. And he's built himself an empire on that. He knows what he's doing. But when people say, why do you have so many articles about him on WBSM.com? It's because you folks read them. We see that you read them. So if we see that you are interested in that, we'll say, well, let's see what else Dave Portnoy is up to. Because we want to give you the news that you care about. The news is very data-driven. Or I shouldn't say the news, but the articles are very data-driven. We know what you like to read, and we want to give you more of that content. But you can always let me know, too, the articles that you like by shooting me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and saying, hey, really like that article that you had on, you know, celebrity sightings, more celebrity sightings. Or I really liked that nostalgia piece that you had about, I wrote one last week. So, and I meant to talk about this yesterday, but we kind of got into a bunch of other topics, but I'll bring it up today. I wrote a piece on Friday about one of my all-time favorite places that ever existed. And if you were to tell somebody about this, and some of you might be hearing about this for the first time, there's no trace on the internet that this place ever existed. I can't find anything. Nobody else had talked about it. Nobody else that wrote about it. Nobody else that remembered it. They were, they kind of went away before the internet became a huge thing in everybody's lives, before smartphones and all that, I guess. And I can't even find the year that it went away. I can't even find the year that it closed. But there used to be a chain of stores in Massachusetts and probably elsewhere. And it seems like they're still around in Australia. But a chain of stores called Cash Converters. And I would describe it as a slightly upscale pawn shop. And I say slightly upscale pawn shop in which you didn't actually pawn items, at least as far as I can remember. You didn't go in there and say, you know, here's my tools. I need a loan for 30 days. I'll come back and pay the loan back and get my tools back. And then you would default on the loan and they would just sell your tools. It didn't work that way. They bought items that you didn't want, and then they sold those items to people that did want them. Best store ever. We can talk more about that coming up. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I don't like to be in the radio. Listen, I am Emilia. Do you want the machines? Do you want to pick up the machines?
I'm sorry?
I talked to you last week.
Yes.
Do you want to pick up the machines? The Viking cleaners?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to find somebody that was interested, but I couldn't find anybody.
I'm going to put in the garbage today.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah, because I couldn't find anybody that was interested. I'm sorry.
Okay, bye.
All right. You have a good day.
Huh?
I said, okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right. I'll be honest. I wasn't really sure. I still don't know what that was. Anyway, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We have app chat messages available for you on the WBSM app. And we also have our mini miracle available on the WBSM app. And you're going to find out more about that right now. All right, that'll be stuck in your head.